Now, when you set up, say, barbed wire, you must dig holes for them.
Yes, you had a post hole digger that you used to dig the hole to put set the post in. And some people would use maybe two or three strands of barbed wire, but my father always used the regular fence with the strand of barbed wire at the top.
On the rail fence, did you ever have maybe an extension above the top rail to save lumber? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you wanted to keep the big animals in, but you wanted to save lumber. So you might build a little kind of extension. Did you ever see one of those?
I'm not quite sure I understand. You mean a wooden extension? Mm. A plank, one plank, you mean?
Did anybody ever use that?
No, now around the cow lot, a lot of times they would just have a plank fence, which would be maybe three plank high to keep the cows from hurting themselves on the barbed wire. You use that instead of just your regular fence.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you ever have any fences made of loose stone or rock?
No. My grandfather had a terrace at the front of his house built of big stones, but that was just, you know, to keep it from washing. I don't believe I've ever seen a stone fence in this area. I've seen them in New England, but not in our area.
Now, a woman's best dishes, what are they usually made of?
Oh, they were fine bone china.
And now, you said they're made out of china. Did you ever see an egg made out of this china? What would you call that? It'd be
eggshell.
Oh, let's see.
We had ironstone china, but the best china was, I believe Mother's was Haviland, and it was bone china.
Mm-hmm. If you had an egg made out of the china, it would just simply be a what? Just.
I don't quite understand.
No.
Let's try.
Okay, you mentioned that the woman's best dishes were made out of china. Now, say you had an egg made out of that china, you'd simply call that what?
I don't know.
Is this the obvious thing?
Eggshell china? That fan, you mean? Or?
Yeah, I can come back to that just a minute.
Do, because I am thinking along another line.
Did you ever have a hen that wouldn't lay? And what would you put in her nest to make her?
Oh, a glass egg to make her lay.
Yeah, and if you had one made out of china, it wouldn't be a glass egg, but a...
China egg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, ours were always glass, and I wish we had saved some of them. Mm-hmm.
Did it work?
I suppose it did, because Mother used them. But she, when she gathered the eggs, she would mark those that were to be put under the hen for a setting of eggs. Those eggs were called a setting of eggs.
And what did you call the hen who was on those, on the eggs? She was what kind of hen?
A setting hen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you used to carry water in?
Water buckets.
Mm-hmm. What were they usually made of? Can you tell me how they were?
Galvanized tin. Now, of course, at my grandfather's house, they had a well, and you drew the water from the well in a galvanized well bucket, but it was poured into a cedar bucket with brass bands around it to set on the water shelf on the back porch to drink from. And you had the dipper to drink the water with.